Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. War for Dominion Volumes 1 and 2 by Dan Ludicky give an in-depth view of the historical past of God's creation, the angelic host, the place that the human race has in creation now and in the eternal future of creation. Dan received his gift of eternal life in 1979. Since then, he has been an avid student of the Bible, with a special focus on biblical prophecy and angelology. Through the study and teaching of God's Word in the local church, Dan has gained insight into the prophecies of the Old and New Testaments. He received a bachelor's degree in engineering from Oklahoma State University. He's worked for 45 years in the aerospace industry as a mechanical engineer, also attended Tyndale Theological Seminary in Fort Worth, Texas, studying for a master's degree in theology. For the past 10 years, Dan has served as an elder in his local church and elder board chairman for 6 of those years, and Dan has also been on mission teams in Peru's Amazon jungle. Dan Ludicky, author of War for Dominion, Volume 1, The End from the Beginning, and Volume 2, Put on the Armor of Light, is our guest on This Week in America. Dan, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rick. Good to be here.
How did you become interested in this study, the biblical prophecy and the historic past of the war between God and Satan? When did this all begin, this interest begin for you?
Well, I was reading through the Old Testament, and I came across a scripture in 2 Kings chapter 6. It's a story about Elisha. And the army of Syria was moving against Israel with a huge, massive army, and they were panicking, so they sent for Elisha, and Elisha came. And Elisha had a servant with him, and Elisha's servant was very fearful because he saw the Syrian army around them. And Elisha prayed to God, "Open the eyes of my servant so he can see." And suddenly, as if a veil was lifted, all of a sudden he could see in the mountains the armies of the Lord. And that just fascinated me, because there's a whole war going on around us that we don't see.
Yes.
In the unseen realm. And what we do in this life affects that war, and also what goes on in that war affects our lives. You can see that in the book of Job. And so, you know, I like sci-fi, but this isn't sci-fi. This is real.
Real, yes.
And yeah, there's just a major conflict going on that we're right in the middle of. God has placed us in the middle of it on purpose. And we can't see, we can't hear, we can't touch the enemy, but he's there. But what we have is our prayer life and our dedication to God and studying his word and his, our obedience. That's how we fight this war. And of course, Paul talks about putting on the full armor of God. Well, that's all about putting on Jesus Christ through reading his word and walking in his truth. So that's what really got me interested in studying these things.
I can sense your passion as you talk about it. Certainly can sense your passion as you read Dan's two books, War for Dominion, Volume 1, War for Dominion, Volume 2, books available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. The publisher, urlinkpublishing.com. Links for all these on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. There are many books on the topic of biblical prophecy in the angelic realm. Why did you decide to write this series, War for Dominion?
I had read many authors, or numerous authors, about prophecy, because I had such an interest in it. And then I had the opportunity to start teaching within my local church as an elder. And I chose to focus on prophecy. I taught through the book of Revelation. I've taught through the book of Isaiah, Habakkuk, and numerous other Old Testament prophets. And I found that I was seeing a lot of, I was given a lot of insight to things that I didn't read by other authors. And so I wanted to communicate. I thought, well, this is some information I need to make available to other people to read. And so that's the reason I wrote the books, just because I was, not that I'm better than any other teacher or study or student of the Word of God. It's just that I was just seeing some amazing information that I just wanted other people to receive, to be able to access.
When you started writing War for Dominion, did you think this was going to be a two-volume series, or was this just one and you decided, because of the material, to make it into two?
Well, I wrote on it for a few years, probably about 3 years over time. I kept thinking, well, I got this finished now, and then I'd read, I'd go and find some more information.
Oh, yes.
God's Word. So I need to add that. So I kept on updating it. And by the time I finished, it was a rather thick, you know, many pages of typewritten text. And I sent it off to a publisher, and they said, they wanted to publish it, but they said, you need to break it down because the cost of the book is going to be astronomical because of the number of pages that it is. And so they recommend breaking into two books, and that's what I did. And I found a place where a good place to separate it.
The books are War for Dominion, Volume 1, The End from the Beginning, and War for Dominion, Volume 2, Put on the Armor of Light. The author is Dan Ludeke. That's Luddeke. Books published by yourlinkpublishing.com. Books available wherever books are sold. Links to those books on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dan, what benefits do you hope the readers get from reading War for Dominion? What do you hope the message is when we finish the series?
I, myself, when I was studying and teaching through the prophets and Revelation, I started realizing that our life, our temporal life here in this world, is establishing for us our place in the eternal kingdom. The gift of eternal life is a free gift by faith in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But after salvation, we are to work for rewards. I mean, you read the Apostle Paul, it's obvious that he was certainly focused on rewards. Some people can say, well, that's ambitious. You know, that's it's not like climbing the corporate ladder. This is totally something different. Getting eternal rewards and walking on obedience and faith with Jesus Christ are one and the same. So if you are doing that, I think every believer should have the ambition to walk in faith and obedience to Jesus Christ. And a secondary blessing of that is that there's eternal rewards, and we're setting up our place in the eternal kingdom right now. We're supposed to be living eternal life right now. And so that's what I want believers to get from the books, especially Volume 2, where I outline what can be gained and what can be lost. I'm not talking about loss of eternal life. I'm talking about loss of rewards. And some people might think, well, that's no big deal. Well, actually, it is a big deal. And I try to emphasize that in Volume 2 especially.
Well, let's talk about the main focus of Volume 1 and then Volume 2. And again, the fact that there's a correlation between the two. What's the main focus of each of the books?
In order to understand the prophetic future, it's necessary to understand the historical past. And that's the reason the first volume is called The End from the Beginning. There's actually a passage in Scripture that I pulled that out of the Old Testament. And in order to understand what's happening now in the prophetic future, you have to understand the history behind the war between God and Satan. How did it start? When was Satan even created? A lot of people probably don't even think about that, but he was created before the beginning of creation. God created the angelic host first, and then he created the heavens and the earth. And so the angels stood by and watched him create the heavens and the earth. He was preparing them a home. And we don't know how long creation went on before Lucifer rebelled against God. We don't really know that. And so, but at some point, he was the highest ranking of the angelic host, and he rebelled against God. And he refused to repent. And so this huge war started, and then the human race was brought into it. The human race was created sometime later after Satan and the fall. And understanding that historical past enables us to better understand the war going on around us right now, and also helps us to understand the prophetic future and what God's goal is. And that is an eternal estate with a new heavens and a new earth and a new Jerusalem on the earth. There'll be no more war, no more tears, no more sorrow. All those things will pass away. No more death.
Dan Ludeke is our guest on the program. If you're Googling, that's Luddeke. The books are War for Dominion, Volumes 1 and 2. Information on their availability and direct links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Books available at Amazon from the publisher, urlinkpublishing.com. What attraction does War for Dominion have for, let's say, non-Christians or even Christians who really have no interest in prophecy and God's purpose and plan for the human race and the angelic host? Why would they be interested?
Well, unbelievers, I've come across unbelievers who ask me questions. They have some knowledge of Bible prophecy, and I really get the impression that they're biding their time. They don't really want to commit to Jesus Christ. They don't want to really receive that gift of salvation. They don't want to involve themselves in Christianity for one reason or another. But they have a sense, I think God gives them the sense, that there's something coming. You know, there's a war going on, and there's, you know, the end times are coming, and it's going to be horrific time on earth. It's going to be absolutely horrible. And I think that puts a bit of fear in them, and so they're watching. And they come and ask me sometimes, well, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? the best thing I can tell you is you need to receive the gift of eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ. That's the first thing you got to do. You really shouldn't be focused on the world events. You should be focused on getting saved. But for believers, again, you know, as I mentioned, this life, we're establishing for ourselves our place in the coming eternal kingdom. And it's important. And I asked the questions in the last chapter of the book. The last chapter of this book is called The Eternal City of God, and how wonderful that is. And who will have access to that eternal city? Who will be living in that eternal city? And I won't give away everything here, but I will just say that some people who think they're going to be in that eternal city aren't going to be there. They'll be on the new earth, but access into the eternal city is really a reward. And I outline that in the book, especially in the second book, the last chapters in particular.
The books are War of Dominion, Volumes 1 and 2 by Dan Ludeke, our guest on the program. How do you balance the inspired written word of God in your writing with the stories of what might be happening in the unseen angelical realm that you're talking about?
Well, I talk about, in the first volume, I cover the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and his resurrection. We're given some insight in Matthew about what's going on behind the scenes during that event. No, I'm sorry, it's Luke chapter 22. I had to look at my notes. In Luke 22, the writer gives us some background or some insight as to what's going on in the unseen angelic realm. For instance, Satan possesses Judas, who betrays Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane. Also, Jesus warns Peter, hey, Satan has demanded to sift you, and before the night is over, you're going to deny me three times. And so you're seeing a little bit about what's happening in the unseen angelic realm when the crucifixion is going on. And I was pondering one day, I was thinking, well, what happened when Jesus Christ died? Did Satan really think he had an amazing victory and he'd really defeated God? He turned God's holy people against him, and they rejected him and cried out for his crucifixion. And, you know, we know from the book of Revelation that Satan's continually before the throne of God, accusing the saints, accusing his children. And I just was trying to imagine in my mind, well, gosh, yes, what was it like in the throne room of God when all that was going on? And what happened when Jesus raised from the dead? Oh my gosh, Satan suddenly realized, whoa, I don't have a victor here. Now this was my defeat. Oh no. So I try to cover some of that in the book. You know, that's just an example of what might be going on to spark people's imaginations, to make them think about, you know, beyond what they just see in the scripture and to kind of think about how it gives an emphasis of how important the events are.
Yes. Well, and you prove
within,
that
within God's plan. How important was that crucifixion and that resurrection of Jesus Christ and God's plan? I mean, it was central. So there was a lot, there had to have been a lot going on in the unseen realm when that was happening.
Good to ask questions like Dan was asking himself, that's brought up all of these different ideas and concepts and solidified his faith in what he's been reading and studying for so many years. Let's talk about the challenges in writing War for Dominion, Volumes 1 and 2. How did you handle the difficult theological topics in your writing and maybe handle passages that for some of us seem to be somewhat contradictory from time to time?
Well, in 1 Corinthians 2, I think it's chapter 1 Corinthians 2, 12 and 13, it talks about that the Holy Spirit is the one that teaches us. And I mean, if a pastor standing up before a church communicating out of the Bible, hopefully the Holy Spirit is guiding that teacher. And in the same way, the Holy Spirit is making that word alive and real in the hearts of the people listening to it. And Paul writes about how the word of God is alive and powerful, and that it's inspired, it's God breathed. And so the whole Bible is God inspired, and he is really the author of that. And that same Spirit that led men in writing the scriptures also teaches us. And so that's where we have to depend on God when we go into the scriptures. Is there something that I don't understand? I don't worry about it, because I think God will reveal it later. I don't have to have it revealed. I don't have to have the answer right now. I'm just going to be a faithful student of God's word and keep reading daily, daily, daily. And God will reveal things. It's the commitment to continually studying God's word that's important. And it's not necessary to understand everything right away. And I found that I'll read a passage and years later, I'll go back and read it. And now that makes sense, because yes, I've read other scriptures. I'm putting scripture together with scripture. In fact, the whole book of Revelation, everything in there, you can find a corresponding passages in the Old Testament, the Old Testament prophets. And so you put it all together, and it's easy to find out the meaning of some of the prophecies just by putting the Revelation prophecies together with the Old Testament prophecies. And it's like a big jigsaw puzzle. Things start falling into place. Yes. And making sense.
Well, let's talk about that. Among the challenges, the prophecy and interpretation. Many find that biblical prophecy sometimes difficult to interpret, evidenced by the fact that there are many interpretations. And how do you approach interpretation in biblical prophecy? How do you go about that?
Well, I think that some Christians, they have their ideological box. You know, this is scripture. This is my understanding of it. And if I come across something in the Word of God that doesn't quite fit in that box, well, I'm going to explain it away, or I'm going to say it's ethereal or something, or, you know, it's not really meaning what it says. I don't do that. If I don't understand something, I just let it lie. I don't try to stuff it into some mold that I've made myself, or I'm trying to fit everything together. I think that Christians are too quick to run to external Bible commentaries. I don't have anything against Bible commentaries. They're fine. But I think that students of God's word need to allow God the time to reveal things, the Holy Spirit to reveal things, and not to jump off the cliff just because they don't understand something.
Patience and time, and you mentioned that before, when you'll go back and read something you didn't understand, and you go back and suddenly it all fits together and makes sense for you. Boy, time is going by so quickly. Dan Ludeke, our guest on the program, that's Luddeke. The books are War for Dominion, Volumes 1 and 2. What practical guidance can Christians gain from reading the series War for Dominion, for living right now, this life on earth? What can we gain now?
Well, I mentioned before that my goal was to make the prophecies of God, the prophecies of the eternal future, to be a living reality in our lives now. You know, pressing forward toward the goal, as Paul put it, and moving ahead so that we can mature in God's word. And one of the greatest things about God is he's giving us the Holy Spirit to live inside of us. And when we're walking in the Spirit, the flesh nature that dwells inside of me, inside of all of us, is actually conquered. It's actually set aside. You know, it's in its cage and it's rattling, saying, let me out. But yes, the Holy Spirit says, if I'm trusting God and His Holy Spirit and His Word, that thing is restrained. And I walk in the newness of life. And that is what's setting up for us our eternal future. If we walk in that kind of obedience, then we will have an amazing place in the coming kingdom, in the eternal kingdom of God. And so that's what I want to convey, to express.
What was the biggest inspiration for writing War for Dominion? You mentioned the beginning where this idea all came from. What was the biggest inspiration, and how does it feel like now to be able to fulfill that with these published books?
Well, in reading the scriptures, I've fallen in love with Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, the Holy Son of God who came in the flesh, left his place of power and authority in the heavenly places, and came in the form of a servant, and thought not equality with God something to grasp, but emptied himself, even to the point of death, of being nailed to a cross. The people spitting on him, the people beating him, the nailing him, nailing his hands and his feet to the cross. And, he just was under such attack.
Yes.
And he did that all for us, so that we could have eternal life. He paid for our sins in doing that. Then he spent 3 days and three nights in the grave. And then the victorious conquering of death, raising up from the grave. And so all my inspiration is from my love for Jesus Christ, because he's amazing. God the Father is amazing. The Holy Spirit who indwells me is amazing. And I just love the Godhead and what they've given me. I think of something, this little side note, he's had his creation since the beginning. I mean, even before the beginning of the creation, he had it all planned out. He didn't have to include me in his plan. So just having existence, being a part of God's plan in itself is such a blessing. And I'm glad I'm here, and I'm glad that Jesus Christ loves me, and God has his eye on me like he has his eye on the sparrow, and I'm set.
Well, and you're touching so many people with these books. War for Dominion, Volume 1, The End from the Beginning, and War for Dominion, Volume 2, Put on the Armor of Light. Both books are available wherever books are sold, published by urlinkpublishing.com. Book is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Dan, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of putting these here, getting them published, and spreading the word, receiving excellent word of mouth. Dan, thank you for being with us. Dan Ludeke, Luddeke, book available, the book series available wherever books are sold, and information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.